This is Hired, the Good Karma Brands recruitment show. Looking for your next great career? You're in the right spot. Here's your host, Brian D.
Training camp is underway in the National Football League, and training is the topic of the day here on Hired, the GKB recruitment show. We will be joined by our senior training coordinator, Taylor Flitch, as well as our director of partnership development, Alex Depius, to talk about an open role within Good Karma Brands. That is all coming up on today's edition of Hired, the GKB recruitment show. He's back for more. Joining us now here on Hired, the GKB recruitment show, I believe for the second time in 2025, is our director of partnership development with Good Karma Brands. It is Alex Depius. Alex, I half-heartedly joke about that, but I ultimately think having you on again is a good thing because it means your team is growing. It means that GKB is growing. And I think most importantly, it means that people are growing out of the role on the partnership development team that they were currently in into bigger and better things within Good Karma Brands. Am I off base in saying that? We're hiring for a brand new role as a partnership development specialist right now. A lot of times we're hiring externally because internally we've had people ascend to bigger full-time roles.
Yeah, for sure. And I think, you know, most of the PDS team comes from external hires. It's hopefully the only role in the company where that's the case. So the partnership development team is, you know, we're growing again. We did not let go of anyone. No one's left the team. It just goes to a sign of where we're at as a company, where we continue to invest in the team, continue to grow the team. So, thanks for having me on again this year.
To somebody listening for the first time, what does a partnership development specialist do?
In the corporate world, we're considered business development representatives, sales development representatives. So, you know, we're our front line of the sales team. We are actively outreaching to businesses all over the country, looking to set up time with them to introduce our sales team, our assets, and really figure out if we might be a fit to partner together.
I love how you phrase that, if we might be a fit. Because I think a lot of places in the business world, you're trying to set up a meeting, you're trying to close a deal and move on, right? And I really do believe that our partnership development team that you lead a team of, we are trying to open up conversations and see if this truly is the right fit. Can you speak a little bit to that, Alex, but also our sales process as a whole? Because I do think we operate a little bit differently.
For sure. And you hit it right there. You know, we're opening partnerships. We're not closing deals. It's probably why we're called partnership development specialists and not the BDRs or SDRs. So we've had plenty of businesses that we've connected with where ultimately, you know, on our end, we determined it wasn't, you know, the best fit when it comes to a partnership level. Our main goal is to build longstanding relationships, and the last thing that we want is someone to come and go every 6 weeks. We're really looking to connect with businesses that want to continue to grow with us. And if we can be just as much benefiting as they can, then that's really when we both win.
Alex Depius is our Director of Partnership Development based out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, in our home office. That partnership development team hiring right now for a partnership development specialist, PDS as we affectionately call them. You can apply right now at goodkarmabrands.com/careers. Alex, I was in this role once upon a time. I ended up in content. You were in this role once upon a time. You ended up leading this team. How much do you think that helps you now, reflecting back on your time in this role? Do you think it informs the way that you're able to lead the current team of PDSs?
Yes and no. I think that having gone through the experience, for sure, I have a better understanding of, you know, what the team might be feeling day in and day out. We often refer to it as the toughest job in the company, mostly from a standpoint of we're constantly facing rejection. So it's really, how do we handle that emotionally, and how do we figure out a way to get on to the next business when we do get rejected? So the experience in the role definitely has helped. As you mentioned, you know, we have a lot of teammates that end up going into different avenues of the company, whether it's marketing, whether it's content, whether it's sales support. So it's been cool to see all the different paths that have come from people starting in the PDS team for sure.
I also view that team that you lead in that role as really tight, really fun, really well connected. How have you crafted that? Can you speak to the culture that exists within that PDS room of teammates that you've been able to kind of cultivate over the course of a couple of years?
Yeah, I mean, so right now the team assembled, you know, they're right around the same age, which is, I feel, is beneficial. They're going through the same stages of their life together. And ultimately, they've really bought into the team aspect. So they want to see everyone be successful, and they are doing everything in their power to help each other out when someone needs help. So you being in the role, you know, we were on the same team together. I think, you know, we want people that want to motivate each other. You went to the content path. I went on a couple different career paths, but like being able to follow your career along the way has been super awesome to see. And I think that that's the environment we're trying to build with the team is, you know, everyone's going to have a different path. Some might, you know, accelerate quicker than others. Ultimately, at the end of the day, we all want to see each other win. And so being able to come in and day out to an environment like that, I think is super helpful and impactful when you come in and you want to, you know, you want to work hard, you want to succeed, not only for yourself, but for the people around you.
So Alex, we operate as Good Karma Brands all over the country, New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, Cleveland, West Palm, all across the state of Wisconsin, digitally in a bunch of markets all over the United States. How does the outreach process work? And I guess the question I'm trying to ask is, we have a team doing this based out of Milwaukee, but we operate everywhere. Which teammates are responsible for what? You've got this wide array of assets that GKB offers. Like, how do you break that up amongst a team of people and say, okay, you're responsible for this today, even though you're based out of Milwaukee, you're calling on New York or West Palm. How does that work?
Yeah, it's constantly evolving. You know, it goes to a testament on the company of how we've continued to grow, where we are to a point where there's so many. I think there's 16 or 17 different assets that we're selling, you know, in a given week. So right now we work off of a call schedule. So in the morning I might be reaching out to New York, and in the afternoon I might reach out to Los Angeles. So it puts a lot on our team being asked to become experts of all of our assets. But ultimately it's a huge reason why the teammates continue to grow is because they're constantly learning day in and day out about every single opportunity that Good Karma has to offer. But yeah, it's, you know, it's been refreshing that we continue to grow, but it does lead to challenges on how do we continue to make sure that every single asset is being well represented by our PDS team.
Alex Depius is our Director of Partnership Development based out of our home office in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He joins us here on Hired, the GKB Recruitment Show. We are hiring for a new Partnership Development Specialist based out of Milwaukee. You can apply right now at goodkarmabrands.com/careers. So let me paint a real life picture for you, Alex. I'm a PDS. I make a phone call with a business. It leads to an introductory meeting. One of our sales team, our marketing consultants, goes on that meeting. Am I done? Like, is it hands off, laissez-faire at that point from a PDS perspective? Or do I see it through and reap the benefits if that partnership ultimately opens?
Yeah, no, we encourage our team to be seeing everything through. So there's a commission aspect to where if a meeting ends up leading to a partnership, you will receive commission for that. But you know, going back to being able to grow as a teammate, we want you following along that entire process. So you don't just set the meeting and then move on to the next one. You set the meeting and then hopefully you're shadowing the meeting. Hopefully the meeting goes well. Then there's brainstorm meetings about that specific partner. You're joining those. We really want you seeing the whole process, and that will open your eyes to the different layers of the company. So you might realize from those is, hey, I want to go into sales. Or through a brainstorm connect, you might say, well, marketing is super interesting. I want to follow along that. So the only way to know if you are interested in, you know, a potential different path with the company would be to shadow and figure out. So we are encouraging all of our teammates to really dive in and be a part of the entire process.
Alex, how competitive is that room? You talked about the team environment that exists in there and everybody trying to help each other out in terms of scheduling as many of these meetings through, you know, as much outreach as they possibly can and using connections to get to the right place. So there's definitely a team atmosphere in there, but is there friendly competition in there too? And how do you try to balance those two things?
Yeah, we definitely want competition. I'm big into analytics. So in our sales system, you know, I make it no surprise on who's leading in outreach, who's leading in meetings, just through reporting and whatnot. So the whole team has access to all of those. They're seeing it. They're aware of where they're at in regards to the standings. But yeah, you know, it is a balance to make sure that they also feel like, you know, it isn't, you know, we're not competing against each other. We're competing for each other to keep lifting up our activity and our efforts as a team. So it's a good balance that we fight through. But the competition aspect is huge on the team. I want people that want to come in and really compete with each other in a friendly environment to get the best out of themselves.
I almost view it, Alex, and tell me if I'm off base in saying this, like a wide receiver room in the NFL. Like, you need to have ego drive and some competitiveness, and you want to call for the ball and get open, right? And everybody in that room is doing the same job as you, and you want to be the one that catches all the touchdowns. But at the same time, you understand, look, if I free up somebody else's route for them to catch a touchdown, that looks good for me too, as long as we win the football game. That's sort of the way that I look at it.
I've never looked at it that way before, but that is pretty much exactly how it is. So, you know, in a perfect world, we've got 10 Davante Adams in there. But I do think that the team, to its testament, is well balanced, and we have people that are probably specializing in different areas, and it's figuring out how can we combine them all together to make sure that we're working as efficiently and effectively as possible.
Feel free to use the analogy in your next PBS team meeting.
Yeah, I will.
I'll waive the marketing fee on that one. Last thing for you, Alex. When people apply for this role at goodkarmabrands.com/careers, their applications aren't going to some nameless, faceless computer infrastructure that, you know, buries them. They're going to you. What are the things that stick out to you when you're sifting through resumes?
Yeah, I'm really just looking for, you know, that hunger, that drive in individuals that want to come in, they want to work hard, they want to learn, and they want to ultimately get to a higher level in their career. So I see a lot of different resumes, a lot of recent graduates. We're not looking at age as a factor in anything. I really think that, you know, we're just looking for people that are hungry to compete and they want to win.
You can apply right now at goodkarmabrands.com/careers. That is goodkarmabrands.com/careers for this open partnership development specialist role based out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, in our home office. Bonus question for you, Alex, with a couple of minutes that we have left here. You talked about how you've operated in many different roles across the company in sales, on our network level, out of our home office, out of our Milwaukee team, out of our Verizon Wireless offices. You've had a twisting and turning journey. Is there one GKB-wide team memory that sticks out to you over the course of, I would guess if I'm doing my math correct, 11 years, close to 12 now?
I think it's 10 and a half, close to 11.
We started about the same time. That's why I brought it up. I think there's a point of reference there.
Yep, for sure. No, I think ultimately just, you know, the growth that this company has had from every single aspect. Even, you know, we used to host Wisconsin Sports Awards. You know, one year we were in an airport hangar in Sheboygan County, and the next year we were at Camp Randall. The next year after that, we were at Fiserv Forum. So everything that we do as a company, it seems like we take a baseline and we strive to get bigger and better every single year, and we continue to operate that way, which is super exciting as someone that's a teammate here.
Is it off base to say that the airplane hangar was pretty bleeping cool too?
I mean, it was awesome until, you know, I was in charge of figuring out how to close the doors, and I had no clue how to do that. So
you almost caught a private flight home with David Bakhtiari, the Green Bay Packers at the time, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, we had some fun with the Packers offensive line. Man, 6, 7, 8 years ago now, but those events were always a good time. Just, you know, not only seeing celebrities there, but getting, you know, so many teammates together. And that's really, you know, the memories that I have. It all revolves around, you know, the team that we have at GKB. And there's so many people that are here that, you know, you want to see them succeed. And I think that's what makes us ultimately as a team successful.
Well, just like the private jet of Bakhtiari, Alex Depius's career continues to go up and up and up, as does the PDS team. Apply for that open role right now at goodkarmabrands.com/careers. Alex, thanks for the time, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Coming up on the other side, we will talk about training. Yes, GKB really investing in its teammates through its training program. Taylor Flitch, our senior training coordinator, joins us next on Hired, the GKB Recruitment Show. One of the beautiful and unique things, in my opinion, about Good Karma Brands is we actually get training to do our jobs well. Whether you're at the senior level or you're part-time and anywhere in between, we take the time to train you. Joining us now is the teammate here on Hired responsible for a large majority of that training across the country. It is Taylor Flitch, our senior training coordinator. Taylor, first things first, before we get into the big eight questions about what it means to be an awesome teammate with GKB, why do we train everybody? Like, why is that, from your perspective as the person that puts all of the training plans together, why is that so important to GKB?
Well, thank you for the introduction, Brian. I think a big reason why it's so important at GKB that we take training into consideration is that we know that everyone is coming from a different point in their life. Everyone has different life experiences. And so everyone here is coming here with different experience. And so we want to make sure we're really meeting people where they're at and setting them up for success, no matter what their role is. So they could be in content, marketing, sales. They could be someone like me who's in more of a support kind of home office type role. But we really just like to make sure that everyone has the skills and the tools they need to be successful.
I think the other great thing about it, Taylor, is it's not like, okay, you get 2 weeks of training right off the bat in your career and then you're done and you're uncorked and we're just going to send you off into the GKB-verse. I recently was a part of a great training program that you and our training team put together. I'm 12 years deep into my career, and it's still super valuable to take a step away and get a refresher on some of the management things that are important to GKB. Can you speak to that a little bit of why it's important to not just, you know, train at the beginning, but train throughout somebody's career?
Yeah. So people are constantly learning and growing. And so we want to make sure that we are providing opportunities for development and for people to continue growing in their career. We really want people to be happy with where they're at. We don't want people to feel stagnant. And so, like you said, it's not just in the beginning of your training program or the beginning of your career that we sit down with you and we go through different aspects of, you know, your role and being a leader and things like that. But we like to make sure that we're doing it throughout your career. So like you mentioned, sometimes we'll have different workshops and seminars and things like that for people who are in manager roles, people who want to be in manager roles, people who are looking for leadership opportunities, people who want to sharpen their skills with different tools, softwares, and everything in between. So it's just really important. Again, we take a lot of pride in the fact that we continue to educate our teammates and we continue to develop our teammates throughout their career.
Taylor Flitch is our senior training coordinator across the country at Good Karma Brands. All right, Taylor, let's jump into these big eight questions here on Hired, the GKB recruitment show, about what it means to be a successful, a great teammate with Good Karma Brands. First things first, do I have to be a big sports fan to work with GKB?
No, you definitely do not need to be a big sports fan to work at GKB. Now, that being said, if you are a sports fan, it is very cool to get to experience a lot of the behind-the-scenes things that not everyone gets to experience. But, you know, back to the question, no, you do not need to be a sports fan to be part of GKB. Obviously, sports is a large part of what we do. But we also focus on things like news and talk shows. Or you could be in a position like me where, you know, my day-to-day role is not heavily related to sports. My day-to-day role is really more people and building relationships, working with my teammates to make sure that they feel like they have the skills and the tools they need to be successful. So again, you don't really need to be a sports fan. There's so many different positions here for you.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's beautifully said. Question two, it is said as well, that GKB is not for everybody. Do you agree? Do you disagree? Where's your head at with that statement there?
So I do think I agree with that statement. I don't think GKB is for everyone, but honestly, not every company is for everyone. I think that's true across lots of different jobs and careers that you might have throughout your lifetime. It's not always for you. I think at GKB, we are super transparent and honest about whether or not you are going to be successful here. I don't think we're necessarily coming from a place where it's harsh in any type of way. I know it can sound harsh saying that GKB is not for everyone. Everybody, but we really just want you to be happy and successful, and wherever that may lead you is where we want you to go. So again, that could be with GKB, that could be elsewhere, but we really just want to make sure that you are happy and successful.
I think that mentality you're talking about is a lot about being honest with teammates, right? And whether or not this is the right place for them. Honesty is one of our six core values. Listen, be honest, work hard, over deliver, follow through, and teamwork. Which one of those, Taylor, resonates the most with you at this point in your career?
I think you read my mind. Being honest is definitely what I find the most important because I do think it ties into so many other things. Working hard, over-delivering, following through, teamwork, listening, all of that does have to do with honesty. And it's important to be honest with others, but it's also important to be honest with yourself. Sometimes it's hard to ask for help when you need it. It's hard to admit mistakes, but it's really important that you do those things in order to be, you know, happy, successful. That's kind of what I keep going back to. We want to make sure that you're staying realistic about your goals and aspirations, you know, being honest with yourself. And then, like you mentioned, also being honest with teammates and, you know, asking for support when you need it.
Question four of these big eight questions here on Hired, the GKB recruitment show with Taylor Flitch. She is our senior training coordinator across the country with Good Karma Brands. We talk a lot about culture with GKB. Do teammates need to fit within the GKB culture in order to be successful here?
They definitely do not need to fit any specific culture. We're not looking for people to fit our culture. We always say we're looking for people to add to our culture. Yeah. And so the way we look at it is that our culture should grow and evolve over time as we get new teammates coming into the company, as we get teammates leaving the company. The culture I think is really natural. I think that, you know, we have a really good community here at GKB, and so it's not hard to feel like you have to fit in. It's pretty easy to feel like you're able to be yourself when everyone is so supportive. So definitely not. We're not looking for any specific person. We're just looking for someone who really does fit those core values that we mentioned in the past, someone who's really passionate about what they want to do, and someone who's passionate about GKB in general. So no, you don't have to fit. We're looking for culture adds, not fits.
So Taylor, I'm sure you've experienced this in your role. You put together a training plan for a teammate, and then 6 months later, you put together a different training plan for a different role for the same teammate. And then a year later or 2 years later, you put together a different training plan in a different role for that same teammate. Why do you think teammates within GKB change jobs or career trajectory so often?
I think people change their jobs at GKB a lot simply because we do have a lot of opportunities. I do think we also rely heavily on teammate autonomy. And so we want you to be doing what you're good at. We want people to be doing what they're happy to do and what they're best at doing on a day-to-day basis. And so sometimes when you start off at a company, you might not know exactly what you're looking to do. You might not know what you want to do. You might not know what you're good at. And so after a few months being in a position, you might realize, hey, I'm killing this part of my career responsibility. I'm really kind of struggling with this other part of my career responsibility. And so what we will do at GKB as your managers and people in HR and organizational development like myself, we'll sit down with you and try to come up with a path for you, a career path for you that does suit those strengths that you have and where you want to be going. And so again, that idea of autonomy and doing what you do best every day is one of the main reasons why I think people do transition between different positions and between different teams within GKB.
So Taylor, let's talk about content for a minute. A lot of companies that operate in the business, the same business that we operate in, are paring back local content and investing in national and just saying, let's syndicate. This would be easier. We don't have to operate. Maybe it's cheaper. GKB has done the exact opposite. We continue to double down and invest in local content. Why do you feel like we take that approach?
I think a lot of it relates back to what we've already talked about and that idea of community and culture. Yep. I think having local representation in the media that we consume on a day-to-day basis is really important. It's important to see yourself and your community in media, you know, whether it be on the radio, podcasts, you know, YouTube, on TV, whatever it might be, it's important to kind of feel that connection to the place where you live. And I think that while it's fun to have such a globalized world where everything is so connected and everything on a national level is so easy to access, it's also nice to be able to go back. And for me here in Milwaukee, I mean, I love, you know, all of our local stuff that we get to hear about, our festivals, all of our different teams. And so that kind of special connection to where you live, I think, is really important here at GKB in general.
Yeah.
And so we do like to invest in our communities and help build those connections.
Yeah, I think there's a difference, and you nailed it. I think there's a difference, and you talk about being in Milwaukee right now. The Brewers knock on wood are on 11-game winning streak. They've got the best record in baseball. There's a difference between unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio or the Rich Eisen show, you know, talking about the Milwaukee Brewers, and Kyle Bruston-Ortman or Wilde and Tausch talking about the Milwaukee Brewers. Right? There's a local connection. I'm getting chills thinking about it, right? It's cool. It's what fires me up about what I do.
Mm-hmm.
The perspective, the investment in it is going to be different from a pure content creation standpoint at a local level, and that's why we continue to do what we do. Question seven, Taylor, why do you think businesses partner with GKB?
I think that businesses partner with GKB for a lot of the same reasons why people choose to work here. And that has to do with the fact that GKB wants to see you succeed. And so we always like to keep the best interest of our partners in mind. We have a very consultative approach when it comes to sales and when it comes to developing marketing campaigns that work best for your small business or your medium-sized business or your large business. Like, we really take into consideration what the business is trying to accomplish. And so I think that that really goes a long way for our partners. Another reason why I think businesses do choose to partner with us is because we like to maintain that relationship as we move forward in the partnership. We like to do check-ins along the way. We stay in touch with you. We are really looking to find that success for you, just like we're looking to find success for our teammates.
Yep, I think that's awesome. And you're right, it is a partnership, hopefully a long-term partnership, not just a one-time short-term transaction. That truly is the way that we think about it with GKB. All right, last one, Taylor. And Taylor Flitch is our guest here. She is our senior training coordinator with Good Karma Brands. If you had one piece of advice for somebody working with GKB, interested in working with us, what would that advice be? And it can't be they're going to be get a really cool kick-ass training program out of you. Can't be that.
Well, I think, and we say it all the time here at GKB, I think it really is important. GKB is a team sport. And so I think when you are considering a job at GKB, it's important to embrace that team mentality. I think you have to be willing to collaborate and work well with others, as well as use our core values that we mentioned earlier as like some really strong guiding principles. But yeah, my one piece of advice for you would just be, again, to embrace that team mentality. Make sure that you're ready to be part of that team and to work with one another in a really cool and collaborative way.
Well, we are fortunate to have you as a part of the team. Great job walking through the Big 8 questions here on Hired, the GKB recruitment show, and hopefully more training plans to come in the future for me and for all of our great teammates across Good Karma Brands. Taylor Flitch, thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
We will wrap it up on the other side. This is Hired, the GKB Recruitment Show. To apply for that open role on our partnership development team, head on over to goodkarmabrands.com/careers. That is goodkarmabrands.com/careers. For Alex and Taylor, for our producer Chris Larson, my name is Brian Dee, the director of content with ESPN Milwaukee. This has been Hired, the GKB Recruitment Show.